just an amazing love the Father has for us. Would you agree?
Yeah,
yeah, you would, wouldn't you? Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Well, if you haven't guessed already, the theme of today's message or sharing, because it's more like a testimony, I actually want to give you just a brief synopsis of how this all came about. Most of what I'll be speaking about today comes from journals. I went through over 200 journals that I started back in 2002 or 3 and up to currently. And Pursuing God's Love, that's the title. I don't know if we have a title up there yet, but Pursue God, Pursue Love. One and the same. Pursue God, Pursue Love. So just let me say this while taking the time out to do the research and go through this message. I actually had a deep cut to my heart. My heart was broken again as I revisited some of the testimonies and some of my own journaling. It reminded me just how much you all played an important part in my recovery and coming here. And I am here. I think Pastor Roy wants you, John. You waving at him? Okay. I was just saying that. So the importance is that Pastor Roy and Marie started something a long time ago. I don't know what year it was, but they were praying for me, for my life, for my soul, to come out of the darkness. And they asked you to do the same. Pray with them. So that intercessory prayer is the reason why I'm standing in front of you today. God is good. His love endures. And he answered your prayers. So when you see me, just like I see you, I know that you are the fruit of your obedience. And Pastor Roy and Marie, thank you so much. Really.
Hallelujah.
So as you can tell, it's going to be an emotional thing. Sometimes I will be in and out of tears. Do I need that? No, I just pour water. Thank you. So, I know you guys already prayed. I want to get right to it because there's a lot of material. And I'm just going to ask you just to pay close attention to the subtle details in this. Like I said, a lot of it is from journaling, so I'll be reading it. But right from the Holy Spirit. It comes from the throne room. I come to you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't come on my own volition. I come here with a message for me, but as well for you, and just to say thank you all for your love. So, is there a spiritual place, a shelter where God actually keeps us, and the evil one does not touch us? Well, 1 John 5:18 and Psalm 91 says, yes, there is. There is a place in the heart of God where we can find immunity and protection, where we are literally surrounded by the Lord's presence. Once we enter this place, nothing can defeat us. Under the Father's love and protection, each one of us will be escorted into the warmth and safety of the shelter of the Most High. Amen. We know that none of God's begotten makes a practice of sin. Well, at least not fatal sin. The God begotten are also the God protected. And that's important to know that. The evil one can't lay a hand on us. Right, Dave? Yeah. It's amazing. Amazing love. We know that we are held firm by God's love, and it's only the people of the world who continue in the grip of the evil one. And we one, two. I think the battery's dead.
It's going.
The battery's going. We're going to change the battery. Okay, we'd like to just go to commercial right now. Just turn right over to... These glasses are made of a special lens. And you don't believe me. You don't believe me, right? When I look through these glasses, all I see is you and God sitting next to you. It's amazing. I'm going to tell you that most of the time, I even posted this on Facebook, that more than likely, this will be my last message for a while. My heart can't take too much of this. Thank you, John.
He's expanding the borders.
Yes, he's. John said he's expanding my borders. Yeah. But I only have a couple of chambers left, you know what I mean? But in his mansion, I got a room. I have a house. All right. Did you have this problem too? We take this moment. This is a test. If it has actually been an actual emergency, we would have been asked to go to the nearest exit. Okay. Good, good, good. Okay, where was I? Anybody remember? The unity. Okay, so it's only the people of the world that are held in the grip of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God came so that we could recognize and understand the truth of God and what a gift his love is. We are living in the truth itself, God's Son, Jesus. Jesus is both the true God and the real life. Now listen, love is fundamental and it's foundational. So pursue God and pursue love. And Father, I just pray right now for the grace to come upon us, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, that indwelling Spirit, would rise up in me and in us, so that we get to hear more things in the spiritual realm than we do in our natural realm. So that it takes hold and grip. You right to the core. Bring it right down to the core, Lord. Send that lightning into us as we continue in this message. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So God's love's call is a deep love call. It's a deep love call. It starts with, I am my beloved's and his desire is towards me. And you can find that in Song of Solomon 7:10. It's important for us to know who we are in the eyes of and heart of the Lord, and that his love is a love's call up from the depths of where the issues of life are born. His a love's call that comes up from the depths of where our issues in our lives are born. Come, my beloved, let us go into the field and let us stay in the village. Let us rise up early in the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flowers and whether the tender grapes appear and the pomegranates bud forth. There I will give you my loves. That's Song of Solomon 7:11 through 12. And it's a promise. It's a promise of God's love. There I will give you my loves, he says. We will be sent by him only after we have first come to him. Now as we commune together with the Lord in the vineyard, we will find all that we have longed for. And as we continue to respond to the deep love call of the Lord, he keeps his promise. There I will give you my loves. God pursues us in the very depths of the issues of our lives. A call is forever rising, but its language I cannot speak. It was born while I was made being. It is a call of love deep unto deep. John W. Follett. God's deep love's call. Down deep in the heart of God is the mystical regions, and in the Godhead's holy council, an answer was fully prepared. Fully prepared. Each and every ache, every pain is to be met by Christ. The answer is the Word of God. The heart of God is hungry, and guess what? We are his portion. We are his portion. He's hungry, and we are his portion. Love is his expression, and his expression is his Son. The language of God is so profound that the only answer to every question is Christ's love. What more can be done? It is finished. Because he set his love on me, therefore I will save him. I will set him securely on high because he knows my name and he confidently trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never abandon him. No, not ever. Psalm 91. 14 through 16 in the Amplified Bible. If we truly desire to enter the higher realm of a personal relationship with the Lord and to hold the beauty of the Lord as to inquire into his temple, through our love for him, then the Lord will respond by a process, and it's important, of separating us to himself. Therefore, by divine intent, we are created with the capacity to hear, listen, and respond in our lives through love and to desire him more in love, as he desires us, so that we will seek after his love and to dwell in the house of the Lord eternally. Our Lord is a God who is constantly searching. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Revelations 3:20. He loves us. He really does. God's deep love's call. God pursues us in the very depths of our issues of our lives, of the issues of our lives. And through his deep love's call for us, he prepares us. We not only discover more about God, but we also finally begin to understand ourselves and what the Lord desires of us. Our lives simplify, and now we are able to truly focus on that which is most important, love, God's love. So pursue God, pursue love, pursue God, pursue love. We will know when we have come to the depth and the issues of our lives, when God cuts us back to the root source of our spiritual life. He's going to prune us. Here is where we will begin to repel and the superficial distractions and become more desperate for God. We are pursuing God's love through the inner man and through our love for him, and he will overtake us. We may not become a better person just yet, because it is not about the perfection of self, but rather it is about the abandonment of self. It is about the discovery that is deep within us through the issues of our life. Just like in our successes and in our failures, we won't have to perform perfectly, but through the pursuit of love, we will be conformed to the surrendered life of Christ without fear. That's a pig. For there is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But perfect love drives out fear. 1 John 4:18 in the Amplified. After all, we are called by his love. Now, because he has called us to love, we love, because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19 in the Amplified, and that's our God. And this brings me up to the first journal that I wanted to share with you. Like I said, there were over 200 pages I went through, and I only took 187. I'm only kidding. I took 3 or 4 at tops. Yeah, we'll be here till tomorrow morning. Breakfast at 6. So pursue love from and in my journal. This was written in 2007. It's not one of the first ones I wrote, but it was in 2007. And I inquired of the Lord, as I was asked to by our pastors, Lord, remember this? Do you love me? Remember? Here's what he said. The Lord answered, can anyone take from you what is in your heart? Can anyone steal from you the thoughts you have towards what I love and what you love? My love for you, for all of you, begins in the deepest place and before time and from before time. It is endless and knows no boundaries. I see you as you are, fragile, childlike, wanting and needing, and very beautiful. You are my children and my creation. I know you. I know all of you. And I love you because I created you to become just like me. I have brought love to the heart of those whose hearts are open. Love heals all wounds. Perfect love, my love, casts out fear. My love gives life, restores broken hearts, renews worn out lives. I sent my son, my one true love, to give you life and life in more abundance. My vision for you is in my image. I made mankind to be in my image. You will become complete in all the aspects of your being when your will allows my will to be within you. Then you will receive me as I am. And that was from my journal, January 15, 2007. How are we doing so far? Good? You okay? All right. Pursue God and pursue love from the very beginning. I would like to start this portion by saying this. My beloved spoke to me saying, arise, my darling. Come then, my beloved, my lovely one, come. For see, winter has passed. The rains are over and gone. Flowers are appearing on the earth. The season of glad songs has come. The cooing of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree is forming its first figs, and the blossoming vines give out their fragrance. Come then, my beloved, come, my lovely one, come. Song of Psalms, Song of Songs 2, 10 through 13 in the New Jerusalem Bible. This passage expresses a beautiful spiritual image and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It speaks of a special time of divine intervention in which the Lord will reveal himself and reveal his glory. The vine here denotes a spiritual good, and the fig tree a natural good, as well as the fruits of the Spirit. I have found that when we pursue love, we will find parts of love along the way in our journey, and in both the spiritual realm and the spiritual realm. I shared that with Elizabeth not too long ago. We're going to find parts of love along the way. You don't get the whole thing in one shot. I guess you could, but I don't think that's how the Lord wants you to get it. So we get it in both spiritual realm and in the natural realm as we walk out our salvation, we walk through our life. I also noticed that if we compare the pursuit of love as if it were a race that we are to run, it would not be run like a sprint in a 100-yard dash, but it must be run as a marathon. Pursue God, pursue love, because he will overtake you. Now, Jill Austin, a prophetic leader and author, said, there needs to be that cry in us for the Lord to invade the very places where we live. There needs to be that cry. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me, causing me to bestow a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full with substance. Proverbs 8, 17, and 21. So then the question we should ask ourselves is, how do we pursue God? How do we pursue his love and receive his substance? Well, if we go back to the scripture of Song of Songs in 2:10 and 13, we can see the instruction that is given there to answer that question. First, the scripture tells us to arise and wake up. Then we are to hear. We are to hear his voice saying, come. My darling, my lovely one, come. And next, we must see what the Lord is doing. And so now we have arisen, we have heard, we have come, and we have seen. And we do this in relationship with him through love. All this is the start of pursuing God and pursuing his love. The Lord is ever seeking to change us. His desire is to bring us up into a cooperative relationship with him and into the outworking of his higher purposes. But before we can go with him, we must first arise and come to him. The Lord waits patiently because love is patient. He waits patiently for us to reach out and to cry out toward him. Invite him within. Remember what Jill Austin said. There needs to be that cry. There needs to be that cry in us for the Lord to invade the places where we live. That passage also expresses a prophetic vision through a prophetic witness, as foreseen by Isaiah. Arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine and be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come. And the glory and brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. Nations will come to your light and kings to your brightness, to the brightness of your rising. Isaiah 61 and 3 in the Amplified Bible. Love is a banner over us. He has brought me to his banqueting place, and his banner over me is love, waving overhead to protect and comfort me. Song of Songs, 2:4 in the Amplified. Takes me to another journal. I share this journal with you. This was written in 2004 of July. And I wrote, God is love and Jesus is love. And this is what I wrote. I know love, and I was met by love in a place where despair and darkness ruled my day and night. You remember my testimony, right? Where it was. That's what it's talking about. And while in oppression and depression, desperation was overruled. Overruled. Love came in and darkness fled. Everything that went wrong and was wrong became right in love's sight. The unamiable became manageable. Love equals, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how deep you fall, love's the greater depth and the brightest light. Love is neither apathetic nor detached. When we are lost, I knew I wasn't going to make it. When we are lost, it is love that finds us with opened arms and with a forgiving embrace. Love is steadfast in its extravagance, and in love's constant pursuit towards me, it was too much for me. I was and forever will be humbled. And that was from my journal in 2004, July of 2004. And incidentally, as my birthday was July 20th, but not my physical actual age birthday, but I celebrate my 14 years of clean sobriety on July 20th, so. All right, so we're moving right on. Pursuing love through worship, through our worship. It is a unique song of love that we sing to the Lord in love. Jesus is the real answer to our real questions and how our desirable lover for our ever desirous hearts. Richard Rohr wrote that. There's quoted Richard. So, you get that? You want me to say it again? Say it again. Jesus is the real answer to our real questions and our desirable lover for our ever desirous hearts. Richard Rohr. There is more that fills the music and worship of the redeemed. There is a personal song that we each sing, a song that no one else can learn. It is a hymn that comes uniquely from our hearts, one that tells our personal story of our redemption by his love. That's what our testimonies are. The love of God I've come to know is by sheer grace, and there go I, but by the grace of God. The Jesus I met in the grounds of my own self has always loved me regardless of my state of grace or my state of disgrace. His love for us is never ever based on our performance or never conditioned by our moods. Imagine if it were. Thank God. Hand up to the Lord. His love, the love of God, knows no shadow of alteration or change. It is reliable and always tender and always available. That's big. Let's remember that. It's always available. There is a song that you alone must learn and you alone can sing. The verses and the choruses to the song are filled with the litany of God's miracles in your life. This worship is our testimony of the Father's wonderful love for us. This worship is our testimony of the Father's wonderful love for us, His rescuing, empowering grace over us, and our unique song will rise up like fragrant incense from the core of our God's love experience. We are the elect of God. We are His children. Our worship pursues love. By applying our personal worship and by singing our personal song of love to the Father, the only one that you can sing, this song will testify that this is our reason for living. There's no other reason to live but to sing a love song to the Father. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn this song. Revelation 14:3. No one else can learn your personal song. No one. It is a hymn that comes uniquely from your heart. And when we pursue God's love through our worship, the center of our life is His throne. And in other words, the center of our heart is His throne. I believe that's a song, Pastor Green. Oh. I heard that song. The center of my heart is His throne. Jesus says to live in me and make your home in me just as I do in you. John 15:4 in the Message Bible. Home is a place of welcoming love and of intimacy with the Lord. Home in me is where the awesome love of our invisible God becomes both visible and audible in Jesus Christ through His Holy Spirit. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:17-19 in the New King James Version. It's important to know that love alone is credible. And it's also incredible. But it's credible. So worship God and sing your unique love song, because God is love, and there was never a time when God was not love. Never a time. Pursue God's love and pursue love through your thoughts and through your concepts, your conceptuals. Jesus says that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with your entire mind. And you should love your neighbor as yourself. Luke 10:27. If we fail to love God in each of these areas, we become unbalanced. And we become unbalanced in our love towards God, and it shows in our relationships with the people that God has put in our lives. If we love God with the strength of mind and a weakness of emotion, we become an intellectualist and a legalist. And that's how we approach God, as an intellectualist and a legalist in our approach to God and to others. If we love Him with the strength of emotion and the weakness of mind, we will be a sentimentalist. In religion, governed by feelings, which will be expressed in an excess of affection or sentiment, unbalanced. If we love Him with strength of will and a weakness of emotion, we will be a man of iron who is not very approachable, hard-willed, closed-minded, and even cold-hearted. But, there's a good but here, big but, got a butt. When we love God with all the strength of our emotion, with all the strength of our will, with all the strength of mind, and with all our heart, body, and soul, we will pursue God's love as His new creation. We are a new creation in the Lord. And you know where that scripture is. I didn't write it down. In other words, when we love God with a fervent desire for Him that overcomes all our other desires by intentionally giving away our rights that justify ourselves, and to let Jesus tear down the wall that is used to keep each other at a distance while pursuing Him in every aspect of our lives, intentionally focused on the things from above, we will become a people who have a balanced strength of character, who truly love God as He has commanded us to. Balance. God is balance. Remember, for He is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of enclosure, having annulled the enmity in the flesh, the law of commandments in the ordinances, and that He might form the two in Himself into one new man, making peace, and might reconcile both in one body to God by the cross, having by it slain the enmity. Ephesians 2:14 through 16 in the Darby translation. Any translation, it says the same. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." Matthew 22:36-38. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but not have love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:1-2. Now, I want to point out something there. In that scripture at the end, it says, so that I can remove mountains, but I have not loved. It doesn't say, I don't have anything, I don't have nothing. It says, I am nothing. I am nothing. Without love, you are nothing. If we are being transformed into the image of Christ, into the image of God, we're also being transformed into love. So if we don't have that, we're not being transformed at all. We have nothing. Sometimes, I know you do and I know I do, so sometimes I may feel the need to defend myself, my home, or my family, but I can remember one simple truth. The indwelling Spirit of God is with me in every moment. I am protected and cared for through the abiding presence of His mighty power, through His love, only through His love. In times of conflict, war, crime, defamation, or natural disaster, God is there. I focus on my heart and I remember my protection. God is everywhere present, guiding and leading me to safety. God fills me with courage and empowers me with good judgment and wisdom. Attuned to the loving presence of God, I can then act in calm confidence. Isn't that amazing? Why? Because we have love. The beloved of the Lord rests in safety. The high God surrounds him all day long. The beloved rests between his shoulders. Deuteronomy 33:12. We are the beloved of God, and he loves us. Now, I have another journal I'd like to read from. Is that okay? This was written in January of 2004, and I asked the Lord, I think you all have asked this question of Lord. Lord, what is your vision for me in Restoration Christian Fellowship? You remember that? And what blessings will you release in my life? And this is what I heard. I hope I make it through this one. A seed was planted and I watered it. I told you to take care of the seedling and pursue love for it. I gave you instruction that will attend to your need. I gave you a vision to also pursue. I gave you food and drink to satisfy you when you are hungry and thirsty. I gave you instruction to plan and build a roof to cover you, like a blanket to hold you in warmth, friends to comfort you when you get lonely, and a light to shine for you, to follow and keep you from the darkness and fear. I give you my word because I love you. My word lives in you because you obeyed and loved my word and you pursued it. I equipped you and made you ready for more. And the thing is to remember, you are always home in me. You're always home in me. You are always home in God. No matter how far away you may travel, I am with you always. Because of the seed that I had planted in you and you were wise to take care of and love, keep seeking love and the kingdom first. And I will always be home waiting and looking for you, Stephen. You can put your own name in there. You are my dwelling place. Abide in me, he said. And he said, love, Abba, Daddy, Abba, Father. Pretty awesome journal. There were many more like that. I'm telling you, I think I soaked my journal books. It's important. Now, it's important also to remember that the book of Philippians tells us, and I want to say I got this, I shared this from, I'm going to share it with you from Pastor Anthony, who recently spoke, and I had the privilege of being there to meet him. And he's an Assembly of God pastor from out in Medford, Assembly of God. And so the book of Philippians tells us, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Philippians 1:27. And there is no limit on love. It's limitless. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus. And Scripture tells us that. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John 3:16-17 in any Bible. The love is the light that has come into the world. God believes in love, because he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life through his love for us. Now, here are just a few ways that the Father and Jesus express the depth of their love for us. Thank you, Pastor Anthony. First way, with no limit to it, was that Jesus gave up the worship of angels for the insults of man. He gave up worship of angels in a heavenly realm for the insults of man. He left the beauty of heaven for the trough that animals ate from. His desire to be in a relationship with us and his unfailing love for us brought him into, now mind you, a temporary trade agreement to step back out of the authority over the universe for the limitations of humanity. That was just a temporary thing. He stepped out of the authority over the universe, the entire universe, so that he can meet the limitations of humanity. And there are no limits what Jesus can do and has done. The most poignant expression of God's love towards us is when he gave up his throne of glory for the cross of Calvary. Fulfilling the scripture, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. John 15:13. I'm almost finished. The thoughts and obedience of pursuing God and pursuing love through our thoughts and our obedience, because love transforms. Love transforms. But if we really walk in the light, that is, live each and every day in conformity with the precepts of God, as He Himself is in the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another, He with us, and we with Him, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin by erasing the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from all sin in all its forms and in all its manifestations. John 1:7 in the Amplified. In humility with God, love never fails. We sang that today. He with us and we with Him. Let me ask you, who does that sound like? Where did we hear that before? Well, that would be Jesus. Describing His relationship with the Father. He with the Father and the Father with Him. He and the Father are one. He with us and we with Him. This is the love that transforms. He is in pursuit of us for this purpose, to shower us with His love and to transform us into the image of His only begotten Son. Not pretty heavy. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke. John 12 and 36. We're going to pursue love because there are no limits to love, and love is not limited by time. The power of Jesus' love has transformed the present by healing your past. Many times we hear about children who are abused by the family members or by neighbors, teachers, and even classmates. And even though they have now grown up, they have never been able to come to fully function as healthy individuals because of such injustice that was done to them as children. Some of us sitting here today, if not all of us in some way, carry not just past memories of similar situations, but also live with the pain that comes from the lack of being fully loved. Fortunately, we have a God who loves us, and He will heal you. Amen. He will heal us. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, healing their pain and comforting their sorrow. Psalm 147, 3. No longer do we have to suffer from the hurts poured out onto us because God's love for us has come into the world through His Son, Jesus. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prisons to those who are bound. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61, 1a in the New King James Version. Love is not limited by time. Time becomes quickened when love pursues us. When we bring Jesus' love for us into our hurting souls and memories, just like in the story of Jacob and Rachel, and I'm sure I could have used a better example, but this is a simple example to understand. Jacob served waiting 7 years for Rachel. And those years seemed as only a few days to him because of the love that he had for her. And you can read that in Genesis 29:20. Because love hopes all things. We see the power of Jesus' love. Jesus' love transforms our past and the time we spent hurting in the past. His love heals our past. His love also heals our past hurts and our stifling memories of such events that have held us in bondage. Too long. They're done now. We're over. Through the pursuit of His love, He will quickly bring us to a loving present, fully healed, fully free, and toward our future with Him in eternity. It is important to know that He would love you so much that He wants to share all of you. If you are crying, He will cry. If you are happy, He will be happy. Leads me to my last journal. This was in 2006. It was actually more like a vision than anything else. And it says that I have a vision, and in this vision there is a river. The banks of the river are alive and breathing. the water is overflowing the banks. Then I heard the voice of the Lord. It was the sound of water rushing across the river banks, and there were many tones that came from it. There in the mist, hovering over the banks, was the Spirit of the Lord. Thick is the mist over the water banks. The voice spoke a question to me. How am I doing? He asked. He said, Stephen, I am asking you this question because that is the very question you are asking yourself. I know your heart and I also know your worship. And there is no way for you to worship correctly. It is not what you do, but it is what you will become. There is no need for you to remain focused. I'm sorry. There is a need for you to remain focused and not try so hard, but rather worship me from your heart as you sometimes do. Do not worship the worship. I love you, Stephen, and I believe you when you say you love me. I am very pleased with you. And I smelled water. That was from my journal in September of 2006. I'm down to the last page. Thank you for sticking in there with me. Actually, two pages. And the last thought about pursuing love, pursuing God, and it comes from the prophets. Pursuing God through the prophets, through love through the prophets. And I want to share this with you because I believe that the Lord has addressed this in the past. And I believe that he's also still addressing it in this present moment today, the prophet. So, we must stay focused on the heart of the matter. If we can come to want only what God wants, then we will become, Jonathan, we will become untouchable. John, he spoke that Tuesday night. Prophets need teachers to keep them moored to sound doctrine, biblical doctrine. And teachers need prophets to understand the spiritual realm and the language of the Spirit, which, when understood, speaks to both the mind and the heart. Therefore, all prophecy is given to the prophet by God. But it is at this point where God's rule must override our rule. At such a place as this, we become truly free. To pursue God's love is to know that His love covers us, and nothing can replace our dependence on the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. Not a prophet, not a false prophet, not any prophet. I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. Song 7:10. Behold, I am against the prophets who use their tongues and say, he said, or he says. I am against those who prophesy false dreams, causing my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all. Jeremiah 23:31-33. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. Not even important anymore. 1 Corinthians 13:9-10. His love is what completes us. His love is what completes us. His pursuing love is what completes us. I can't say it enough. When completeness comes, when love comes, you are fully completed. What if we really know and believe this? What if we get up tomorrow morning, truly forgive others, feel deeply forgiven by God, being able to begin each day fresh without worry, and without an agenda? What if? Now let me ask you this. If that were true and we really believe this, then what could the world do to us as an encore? Amen. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Because love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful. And it is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag. It is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked nor overly sensitive by easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, regardless of what comes. It believes all things, looking for the best in each one of us. Love hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times. And love endures all things without weakening. Love never fails, Pastor Marie. It never fades and it never ends. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 in the Amplified. What if we simply enjoyed what was before us and found God there waiting with open arms in his furious love for us? What if? You see, we only know a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. Love is complete. So no matter what we say, no matter what we believe, and no matter what we do, we are bankrupt without love. Now I am saying that the prophets, challenge us to look at how we are living our lives and cause us to ask these questions. To what voices am I listening when I form my attitudes and take my actions? Is it the voice of love? Therefore, do everything in the spirit of love. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. And always remember, his desire is for you. A lover of the truth won't accept wild speculation without a clear biblical basis. We should expect to be challenged at times. The wise and those still teachable will not only accept this, but they will be thrilled by it. Above all, let us stay in love with the voice of our teacher, Jesus Christ, so that we may know what is coming from him. He is the one true teacher and the one true prophet. So pursue love and pursue God. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known and loved by God. And now there remain faith, abiding trust in God and his promise, hope, confident expectation of eternal salvation, love, unselfish love for others growing out of God's love for me. And of these three, and I love this phrase, the choicest graces, the three choice graces. Of these three choice graces, the greatest of these is love. And so that's my final. And I say, pursue God, pursue love, and forever be at peace. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Whew. So when you look at me and you see me, remember that it's because of you that I'm here, that I'm standing here. Your love and obedience to your pastors and to God, my pastor's love and obedience to God himself, and the reward is me. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for loving me.